I want to know if you would break up with your significant other over any of these things.
Yes to all.
Yes to all. Oh, it's been one of those weeks, has it?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm with a great guy. I'm teasing.
We'll see if you agree with everybody else when this. Number one, they don't like your family. Do you break up or try to work it out?
Well, it depends. Are your family a bunch of assholes or are they nice people?
It doesn't matter. Just if, because you're really close with your mom. So if Joe just really couldn't stand your mom or dad, would you leave him?
No, it matters because my mom and my stepfather who raised me are amazing people. Mm-hmm. So if he didn't like them, yeah, that's a deal breaker. But if he hated my biological father who was a fuckhead and a psychopath, I would love him even more.
Then he has a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
58% of people said, you know what? We're going to try to work it out. Not breaking up with you. Family's not that big of a thing. You just found
so wrong.
you just found out that they cheated in every one of their past relationships.
Well, I've been in that scenario, and I've moved on it. That's not a deal breaker for me.
No, you're staying with them.
Yeah, I'm staying with them. Yeah, I know people say like. The indication
once
of
a cheater,
behavior
always a cheater.
Is past behavior, and once a cheater, always a cheater. But I got to tell you, it's not true. Once a cheater, always a cheater. It's not always true.
Yeah, 66% of people said break up, though.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the kind of person that would always cheat on somebody is somebody who views relationships in a different way than the rest of us do. They view relationships in a way that, you know, they come, they go, doesn't really matter. It's... Yeah, I would say yes, but there are exceptions.
They never wash their hands. You break up or you try to work it out.
I think you can work that. If you're going to break up with somebody because they don't wash their hands, you're too high maintenance. Yeah. Just teach them how to wash their hands.
59% of people said that's it, breaking up with them. Really?
Nightmare. Then you're the nightmare. If you can't say to the person you're with, I'd like you to start washing your hands more. That would be really helpful. And I would probably want to have more sex with you if you did that. If you can't say that to the person you're with, they don't deserve
it. How about washing your wiener? Try that for a change. Maybe you'll have more sex. They snore super loudly.
That is not a deal breaker. It's not like they're snoring to spite you. They snore.
86% of people said, yeah, we're going to work it out. 14% of people are assholes and say they would break up.
Good thing for you.
Yeah, no, I don't snore.
All right. Let me tell you something. You and I live together. I was in the next room and I can hear you.
I don't believe it. That's just because I'm on Ambien. There's no other reason why I snore.
That probably is why.
Probably why. They critique your outfits.
I mean, like in a helpful way, like I wouldn't wear those shoes or...
Yeah, let's say...
You're wearing that?
You look fat in that.
Well, that's not critiquing your outfit. That's critiquing your body.
Oh, okay. So, don't wear those shoes. They don't go with that dress.
Are you kidding? I love that. I do that with my boyfriend all day long, and occasionally he'll say it to me if I have a mismatch. That shows love and caring. You don't want the person is representing you and your family, and you don't want them out there representing you poorly in bad suits and bad shoes.
60% of people said break up.
Stupid. No.
They tell you they want to be in an open relationship.
Okay, that's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. That's a breakup. 19.
Well, no, unless you're into open relationships.
19% of people said, try to work it out. 81 said, that's it. Gone. Get out of here.
Right. Because 19% of people probably are into open relationships and 81% of people like monogamy.
So 19% of people want to bang their friends too. That's why.
But it's not always their friends. Sometimes it's strangers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's somebody you meet in a bar, you know. My friends that are in open relationships, one of them, they have somebody they call a regular guest star.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you know, a regular regular person.
I'm the comedy sidekick.
Right? The comedy sidekick who shows up. And then I have another friend that she and her husband both travel for a living, and they decided that open marriage, nothing in the city that they both live in, But when you're on the road, fair game.
Hmm. Different zip code.
Yep.
Like that. They always forget your birthday.
Ooh, forgetting your birthday is really, that's a deal breaker. Yeah, that just shows an overall not caring about you and your life and how they feel about you. I think that's an indication of something bigger. So yeah, break up.
They always ask to borrow money.
Oh, that's definitely a deal breaker.
That's a breakup?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If someone's always asking to borrow money, listen, I'm not your mother. I'm your girlfriend. If you're asking to borrow money, then it becomes more like a parental relationship, and then forget about sex.
Now you're asking me for a quarter so you can ride the ride outside of Kmart.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, no, then it becomes a parental relationship and it's not hot. No, deal breaker.
84% of people said break up.
Yep.
It takes them over a day to respond to your texts.
I don't know. Over a day. How long are you dating for?
It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters.
Stop saying it doesn't matter. It does. If I'm with my boyfriend for years, if it takes him over a day to respond to my text, that's a problem. But when I first started dating him, I didn't expect to hear from him immediately.
I don't think now there's an excuse, because you never see anybody without their phone in their hand.
Right.
So you can't tell me you didn't get that text.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, everybody gets every text. So if someone says I didn't get your text, they hate you.
Right. 58% of people said that's it, gone.
Yeah, you're right. It's an indication of a problem.
Yeah, it's always in your hand, or you have an iWatch where your arm buzzes when the text goes off.
Do you ever get phantom haptics?
Oh yeah, all the time.
I was in the shower and I looked down at my wrist because I thought I felt something, and I was like, I don't have my watch on. What's wrong with me? I'm in the shower. Why would somebody be texting my wrist?
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
They insist on having your password to your phone.
Oh, that's a controlling asshole. Yeah, that if that is not a deal breaker for you, it needs to be. That is a huge red flag.
Only 67% of people said break up, though. 33% said that's not a problem.
Suckers.
Yeah, exactly. They better be hot as hell. They better be. Yeah, they have bad breath. Break up. Try to work it out.
I'll try to work it out.
No, I say break up. I can't stand that. That's a deal breaker for me.
You can't break up over bad breath.
That's a breakup.
No. Okay. People have bad breath for lots of reasons. Sometimes they have stomach issues. Sometimes they have like a cavity. You know, if they have bad breath because they don't brush their teeth, again, it's all stuff you can work out. Let me take you to a dentist. Let me find out why you have halitosis.
I like it. Don't like it at all. They have very different political views.
That is an automatic breakup these days. Do you remember? It's funny. Like when I look back at all the times and all the couples in history who had like different political views. Like remember when I was a kid, like that James Carville and Mary Matlin. So James Carville was a advisor to President Clinton. Mm. And he's sort of like, he's a talking head. You see him on TV all the time. And he's a Democrat, and his wife is a really conservative Republican. And they have this great marriage. But people like use that as the example all the time, because that could never happen today.
Right.
You know, it's what, if somebody liked Reagan, okay, whatever, I don't care. You know, Reagan, Clinton, I mean, they're all pretty much, I get they're on opposite sides, but they was all pretty much a gray area.
Mm.
I feel like after George Bush Jr., after George W. Bush, after that, then political lines started really being drawn. After Obama, after Trump, do you know what I mean? Like now it's really like it's an us versus them thing. So there's no way you can be with somebody that has a different political opinion. No way.
Yeah, because some people, that's all they talk about. That's it. Yeah,
I can't even date somebody who's Team Kanye anymore.
Well, then that means you can date everybody.
Are you Team Kim or Team Kanye?
You don't
need to know.
You don't care about this one. They never want to get married. You don't care.
That's a, for me, that's a plus.
Wow, that's a 50-50 split. That's crazy. Try to work it out or break up. 50-50.
Well, the reason it's 50-50 is because there's more people like me out there now. You'd be surprised at how many people are not interested in being married. It doesn't mean they're not going to have kids. Mm. They just don't want to get married.
And they're fine if you don't want to.
Yeah.
They spend your money without asking.
Yeah, no, without asking, that's no, it's disrespectful. You can't do that.
Yeah, 91% of people said get out.
Get out.
They tell you their career is more important than your relationship.
What do they do for a living? If are they the president? You know what I mean? Like, it depends what they do for a living. If you know, if you're a bartender, no, fuck you, it's over. But yeah. You know, if you're running a Fortune 500 company and you have thousands of employees under you that rely on you for their income and to feed their families, yeah, I get that.
They're an influencer. How about that? Their influencer,
no, fuck
job.
You. Okay, fuck you, it's over.
This is a complete breakup, I think, for you. They talk the entire time during TV shows and movies.
Well, I've stayed with my boyfriend despite that.
And he does it every day.
Anyway. And my favorite thing is like, he will say to me, oh, I really want to watch this. I'm like, great, let's watch it. And then he'll talk. I'm like, I thought you really want to watch this.
75% of people said, that's fine. Talk it's all fine. You want.
Yeah, we don't care.
And finally, they tell their friends and family personal things about your relationship.
I mean, okay.
Like she farted in bed last night.
Well, that's a little, yeah, TMI. I feel like you should have secrets between you. But it's one thing to turn to family and friends if you need advice. Like, here's something not working with my relationship. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
That, I think that's okay. I don't think that's a breakupable thing. But if I tell you something personal about me that happened to me and say, don't tell anybody, and you run and tell your sister... So again, it depends. What do the people say?
59% breakup. 41% it's fine.